I think it's one of those great games that, you know, if you're a player, you want to play in the bigger games. We spoke about it a lot recently, haven't we, about sometimes when we're maybe turning into the favourites for some games, they become your biggest challenge. When you're the underdogs and you go into a place like that, you've got nothing to lose, have you? So, and historically, you know, we've always done okay in these type of games. But we know this. We know it's going to be a tough place to go. I've obviously played there myself, so, you know, in front of 50-odd thousand fans, it's not an easy, you know, the atmosphere can be incredible if you give the opposition a lift and if you give the opposition some early chances. But alternatively, you know, it's an inspirational place to play as well, because of that crowd in the Championship. It was very, you know, very unique, isn't it, for the players at this level. So be a good one. We're really looking forward to it. You know, and I think there'll be some players desperately hoping that they're in the starting 11.
As unpredictable as the Championship can be, it would be a heck of a surprise if they didn't get automatic promotion this year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. I would suggest that, you know, with the players they've got, with the squad they've got, with the crowd they've got, with the manager they've got, you know, you would assume that they would be, you know, a very, very strong favourite to win the division, and rightly so. But as they'll find, and as they've found recently, you know, it's not an easy division to win games consistently, no matter who you are, no matter what you spend, no matter what team you are, you know, it's always a challenge. I think the difference with someone like Newcastle is that they've got the quality to, you know, to come out of those dips, you know, because they've got the players to do that. I mean, at one stage last week, someone said, you know, obviously Shelvey was originally not playing, but you don't really think about Newcastle. That's not going to bother them, because they've got so many players that can step in, and their squad's so vast. So you just concentrate on what you need to do against them. As I said, we're really looking forward to the game. You know, it means that the week before it, you know, you probably give it even more detail to what you need to do, because you have to obviously be, you know, tactically very, very aware of things that go on in those type of games, and make sure that you do what you need to do to give yourself an opportunity to win the game.
And you've got two holes in your team to fill now, in that Jonathan Spector, final game of his suspension. You've got to decide how well Josh will cope with St James's Park, and no David Davis, which limits your options in midfield as well.
Well, it's, you know, looking, but I think our results to a certain degree recently have masked. It's actually been quite a difficult period where we've tended to have every week, it seems to be that two players are not available for different reasons, and we've not really had that period for probably the first couple of years of being here. This season, we seem to get it a lot. You know, last week, Diego and Jacques Magoma were not available. You know, the week before, I think it was Specs wasn't available, and one other. You know, this week, we've got Dave Davis not available and Spector. You know, it seems to be every game we've got to try and not plug gaps is a little bit unfair on the players that have come in, but we seem to having to adjust all the time. And I think that's testament to the group and how they've coped with it. It's testament to the squad, but certainly been a real challenge. It'd be nice to get a little bit more continuity in terms of what we can pick and how we can play.